KPCC supporters include FlexAlert.org, offering a reminder that when state officials call a Flex Alert, you should turn off all unnecessary lights at home and at work. More tips at FlexAlert.org. Sure, public radio has member drives, but compared to the others, ours aren't so bad. More people opting for sustaining membership has made the difference. Join the move. Details at kpcc.org.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. Coming up, the soulful sounds of the band Syncane.
Their music mixes East African rhythms and American funk.
I thought it'd be really interesting to just kind of meld all of these ideas from these different musics together to create something that would be incredibly unique.
Syncane after the news.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jamie McIntyre. In an as-yet unauthenticated video, an Islamic State extremist is seen beheading a man believed to be an American journalist, Stephen Sotloff. The video distributed today is entitled A Second Message to America. It shows Sotloff's killing possibly somewhere in Syria. John Horgan, director of the Center for Terrorism and Security Studies at the University of Massachusetts Lowell, says the Islamic State group knows full well the U.S. is not going to meet its demands to end airstrikes. He says the beheading videos are aimed at raising the group's profile and relevance.
This is about power, it's about control, and it's about choreography. The Islamic State is essentially attempting to humiliate the United States.
A spokesman for Sotloff's family says they are aware of the video and won't agree privately. The Obama administration calls the video a sickening act of brutality. Amnesty International is accusing Islamic State militants in northern Iraq of committing ethnic cleansing of historic proportions. From Erbil, NPR's Peter Kenyon says Amnesty's report documents the removal of entire communities from their traditional homes.
Amnesty's Donatella Rivera says Iraq has seen brutal violence before, but with thousands of men killed, large numbers of women and girls abducted, and more than 800,000 displaced, the Islamic State has succeeded where others failed.
In all the territories that they now control, which is a significant portion of northern Iraq, they have wiped the minorities off the map completely.
Rivera says the international response to the crisis has been extremely slow. And for those affected, especially women and children abducted by Islamic State fighters, the situation remains perilous. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Erbil.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 30 points. S&P lost 1, but the NASDAQ composite was up 17. This is NPR.